her, day in and day out. He didn't seem to mind terribly, or else he was the world's greatest actor. It seemed a long time ago that she'd crept in through his window in the dead of night, begging him to flee Berlin. She'd known what was coming, and had desperately tried to warn all of her Jewish friends and their families, but Alex's father had been stubborn and refused to leave the city he loved. She swallowed, blinking away the familiar sting of tears whenever she thought about that night. If only she'd fought harder, maybe they would have listened. She wouldn't have Alex with her now, but at least his family might still be safe and alive. He threw another balled-up piece of paper at her, and she set down the glass she'd been holding and crossed the room to join him. He did it again, only this time she was fast enough to catch it and throw it back at him. "Stop it," she said, glaring at him and trying to appear angry. "I'm too bored to stop," Alex said. "Besides, you're beautiful when you're angry with me." Sophia sighed and stood, hands on her hips. "I know how hard this is for you," she said, shaking her head. "But don't," he said gently, rising from the sofa and holding out his hands to her. "We don't talk about the past, remember?" She took them willingly, never needing any encouragement when it came to touching Alex. She'd been in love with him since she was a young girl, visiting his father's shop with her mother, and she'd grown into a young woman who loved him more fiercely with each passing day. Sophia let him pull her close and press a warm kiss to her lips, his hands sliding down her body and up again before stopping to rest on her shoulders. "I am so lucky to have you," he murmured, then kissed her again. "Every single day that I'm here, alive and safe, is a good day. Don't you ever go feeling sorry for me, Sophia." Sophia stroked his cheek, looking into brown eyes flecked with green. "How do you stay so positive all the time, when so many terrible things have happened to the people you love?" It was something she thought about constantly, wondering all the time how he managed to keep smiling, to stay so strong when he'd lost so much. When his family had finally realized it was time to leave the city, it had been too late. The Rubensteins had tried to flee, but their shop had already been destroyed, and when the Nazis had come looking for Alex's father, he'd been beaten and dragged away, trying to protect his wife and daughters. Alex had arrived back home to see them being taken, had seen his mother mouth the word "go" to him as they'd been hauled away. And so he'd run, hiding in the shadows, until he'd managed to make his way to Sophia's apartment, and he'd never left. "Because I have to," he said, taking a step back but leaving one hand on her shoulder. "Because there are people in this world worth believing in." His hand fell away, and Sophia kissed his cheek, gently pressing her lips to his skin and hoping he knew how much she loved him. "One day, it will be over," he said, turning to look out the window. She watched as he leaned on the low bookcase, careful not to get too close to the glass in case he was seen. "One day, people like you will be remembered, revered even, for what you've done. It's others like me, they're just doing what any decent human being would do," Sophia replied. To her, she was doing nothing special by rescuing Jews and securing them safe passage. But she was doing more than many who were too afraid to stand up for what was right. "Do we have any more visitors coming?" he asked, turning back to face her. She shrugged. "That's for me to know, and you to wonder." "Don't tease me unless you can handle the consequences," he replied with a wink. Alex ran for her, and she pounced in the other direction, running away from him. She burst out laughing when he caught her around the waist, giggling when his teeth skimmed her neck as he pretended to bite her. Knock, knock, knock. Sophia froze as the rapping echoed through her apartment. At the same time, Alex scrambled, instinctively making for the middle of the room. A scream ached in her throat, desperate to be released as she silently swallowed it.